From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is set to deliver an address today to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit focusing on combating extremism. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Saudi Arabia with the president.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives, cooperation and a shared interest. The elements of this declaration that was signed today, the joint strategic vision, there are many, many elements. And there's a lot of work now to implement those elements and really put them into motion.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. President Trump is making plans for another foreign trip as he eases into his first. In Riyadh, early today, Mr. Trump, sitting alongside Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, acknowledged Mr. Sisi as a friend.
We have a fantastic relationship with Egypt. Once again, we were not having such a good relationship with previous administrations, but we have a very, very strong one, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Mr. Trump also met with the Emir of Qatar and said the two plan to discuss the purchase of American-made military equipment. South Korea's military says North Korea has launched what appears to be a ballistic missile. The Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul said the missile fired Sunday afternoon flew about 500 kilometers before landing in the sea. So far, the White House has only said the missile has a shorter range than the missile launched in North Korea's three most recent tests. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.